WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The BCS Chamber of Commerce held its annual banquet Monday night.
More than 400 in attendance heard from incoming Chairman Rich White of the Villa Maria HEB. Among his goals is communicating the importance of successful businesses in our community.
It is a plea for all of us to represent our business as well, and to do what we can to strengthen our business community.
And among the observations of departing Chairman Glenn Brewer of American Momentum Bank.
Our nonprofits, our churches, our schools all thrive when our businesses are thriving.
Citizens of the Year were Randy and Brenda Sims. Volunteer of the Year was Scott Simpson. And the Chamber's Ambassador of the Year was J. Paul Teal. Featured speaker, Dr. Gerald Parker, is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Texas A&M Health Science Center's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're invited this evening to watch the debut of a 40-minute video presentation honoring General Earl Rudder and four other Aggies who served with distinction at the Battle of the Bulge. It's part of the Aggies Go to War exhibit that will open next month in Belgium, commemorating the 70th anniversary of the battle. The presentation is in Rudder Theater this evening at 8. There's no admission charge. You'll hear more about the video and the exhibit here on the Infomaniacs this morning following the 8:30 news. The longtime leader of St. Joseph Health System has died. Sister Gretchen Kuntz died Sunday at the age of 75, 2 years after retiring from a 31-year career. Governmental Affairs and Community Benefit Officer Tim Ottinger was hired by Sister Gretchen 17 years ago. He says she would tolerate a brief period of sadness in her passing.
She would want us to put our energy back into the work of caring for individuals, as she always did. She would want us to move forward and not take a long time or too much time memorializing her or being sad over her, but getting back to the work, because that work is always there, she reminded us.
Kuntz served as president and chief executive from 1981 through 2005, then stayed another 7 years with the St. Joseph Foundation. Plans are being made for a local memorial service. College Station firefighters are still looking into what started a small fire Monday morning at Pebble Creek Elementary School. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the sprinkler system was activated due to the amount of smoke.
And so we had to move a few things around as far as where classes are being held. But everyone's back in the building. They were back in the building inside of an hour after the fire department cleared the rest of the building. And it's pretty much business as usual for the rest of the day at Pebble Creek.
Glenwinkle says the fire started in an in-class bathroom in the kindergarten wing, forcing an evacuation that lasted about 1 hour. No one was hurt. College Station police are looking for a mother and son who were walking dogs last night around 6. One of the dogs bit a man on his leg south of the Ringer Library on San Pedro. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 65 degrees. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, St. Joseph Eagle fans. Sam Jones here reminding you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagles football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Strata Auto Repair, Texas Fleet Outfitters, Kelly Burt Dozer, The Bank and Trust, and Pete's Auto Care.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football, and special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Here's Rainy Knight, class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find Roofer Girl at AggielandRoofingExpert.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Top of the morning to you, 6:10, now 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, and it's time to check the forecast brought to us by Skyline Communications.
A relatively cloudy and warm election day across the region with temperatures today between 75 and 80. As the day goes on, we could see a shower, thunderstorm pop up. Chance of some showers and storms tonight. There could be some heavy downpours late, lows near 60. Showers, thunderstorms, they're possible tomorrow, turning noticeably cooler, 60 to 65. Showers end tomorrow night. It starts to clear, lows near 50. Mostly sunny, comfortable Thursday, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor. I'm Zach Taylor.
You okay?
Yeah, no. I thought I heard something else that was in the mic. Maybe that was just me making extra noise. I don't know. I'm Zach Taylor, and coming up in sports, Aggie Women's Golf was in Burney, Texas, playing in the Jim West Challenge. I'll tell you just how well they did. They wrapped up play there yesterday. Texas A&M football is going to be taking on Mizzou to end the season on November 15th. A kickoff time has been set.
Oh, cool.
I'll let you know what time that is. James Harden and the Rockets were in Philadelphia, and Chandler Parsons and the Mavs were in Dallas last night. I'll tell you the results of those games. All that and more coming up in sports.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. Right now we're parked at 66. We do have 87% humidity, southeast winds at 8 miles per hour. And as we look at the radar, it kind of stretches with just a little band of storms, though, that's making its way San Antonio, kind of northeasterly this direction. But it's not very big right now. They're calling for a 90% chance of rain by later on this evening. And some of those thunderstorms could be kind of nasty. So, of course, we'll keep an eye on things. Not to mention the fact that today is Election Day.
Yay!
Have you voted yet? Did you early vote?
I was an idiot, and I didn't early vote. So somehow, some way, I'm going to have to find time today to go do it.
Go to brazosvotes.org. Find out where you got to go.
I've already voted once already here as...
What, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought you meant this time.
Oh, no.
I was like, this isn't Chicago.
I get to vote twice.
Yeah.
It's like Tammany Hall up in here. Yeah, no. Yeah, so I already kind of know my
vote. Well, you got to check. It changes from time to time.
Yes, it does.
All right, well, in that case, I'm enlightened. Thank you.
Brazosvotes.org.
Yeah, just letting you know, anybody who's listening out there that might have thought the same thing I did. Now you, Patrick Zinder, done learned you something.
Thank you, public service man.
Yes.
In 1989, Blockbuster was growing so fast that they would open a store every 17 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Now there's 50 of them.
We've come a long way. I had a buddy that worked at Blockbuster in high school.
Really?
And luckily, he didn't, start rising up in the ranks for a managerial
position. Yeah, no kidding.
So,
you ever watch The Office?
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know the older lady?
Yes.
Phyllis Smith? She was an NFL cheerleader. Wait. For the St. Louis Cardinals back in the 70s.
Really?
And this one I dug up just for you, Patrick.
Oh,
first thanks. Website in the United States.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Created by the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, posted in 1991, featured info about the projects in their lab.
That is spectacular.
Group of American pastors are daring the IRS to come after them for violating the tax-exempt status from the whole dust-up that happened in Houston. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Red Lobster has said that they're going to actually try and change things up for their menu a little bit by doing more seafood.
Okay.
And finally, as we just kind of go around the world in 65 seconds-ish, Taylor Swift has pulled all her music from Spotify.
Huh.
Uh-oh.
And she's also written a song about the breakup already.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, 6:14 now with the morning show that gets you started. Les Scott DeLucia, who is playing a little hooky this week. I'm Kevin O'Connor, filling in along with Zach Taylor, and we're hanging out with Patrick Zeinert as well. Today is National Use Your Common Sense Day. Of course, it is Election Day from 7 to 7 all the way across the country, unless you live in Colorado, where the only way you can vote is by mailing it in, which I just find fascinating. Yeah,
that's weird.
It's all mail-in. I don't know why, but that's what they decided to do. And it's National Candy Day.
I can get behind that.
Candy gets a day.
Well, and why does candy get a day that's not Halloween?
I wonder if Candy 95 knows about this.
I don't know, but I'll
pass
it along.
Might have to run across the hall.
I think that's probably a fantastic idea. And birthdays.
Birthdays today. Jean-Luc Bilodeau is turning 24. He's Ben Wheeler, the star of ABC sitcom Baby Daddy.
Okay.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's pretty funny. Trishelle Canatella is 35. Was on Real World, It's a Real Life. She also was on Hulk Hogan's Celebrity Championship Wrestling on CMT.
Okay.
So big, big time name right there. Curtis Stone is turning 39. He's a celebrity chef. He's been on Biggest Loser, Top Chef Masters.
So he's a good chef. He's on Biggest Loser.
Yeah. Oh, he's one of the ones that
was
adds,
that,
you know.
Was that out loud?
Don't trust
that out loud.
Don't trust a skinny chef or a bald barber.
Exactly.
Bethany Frankel is turning 44 on Real Housewives in New York City. So there you go. That's and she also has Skinny Girl Cocktail Line. That she's the owner.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right.
So,
wow.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Puff Diddy, Puff Daddy. Puff Lion.
That whatever, guy.
Whatever Sean Combs.
Yeah, Sean Combs is turning 45. Actually, a really funny guy. Matthew McConaughey is turning 45.
There's a story that we're going to do later about him, about what Buick sales have done since those ads.
Oh, man. You're talking about Lincoln's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You don't have to drive a Lincoln. It'd be a lot cooler if you did. Ralph Macchio is turning 53. Does that
Karate
make you,
Kid.
Yeah. Does that make you feel old?
Wow.
Sweep the leg. Sweep the... Finish him. Yeah, Johnny. Yeah. Jeff Probst is turning 53.
Yeah, because he needs more money.
Yeah, Survivor host. Kathy Griffin's turning 54. Everybody's... well, not everybody's... Actually, nobody's favorite comedian. Markie Post is turning 64.
From Night Court.
Night Court.
I had the biggest crush on her.
Laura Bush is turning 68.
Cool.
Today, Loretta Swit was Hot Lips.
Hot Lips Houlihan.
She's turning 77 today.
Mm-hmm.
And Doris Roberts, Ray's mom on Everybody Loves Raymond, is turning 84.
23 days left to Christmas. 51 days to Christmas. 23 to Thanksgiving, and 808 days left of hope and change. 6:17 now. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Here they go again. That same small, self-appointed group and their backward-thinking cronies are trying to hold Bryan back. On the November 4th ballot, you'll see their latest attempt to smother economic growth in the form of three proposed charter amendments. Don't be fooled by harmless-sounding ballot language. Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3 would have disastrous long-term consequences for the city we love. The Eagle calls these proposals vague, unworkable, and possibly unconstitutional. But you can help protect Bryan. On Election Day, don't let these extremists destroy Bryan's future by handcuffing our city leaders. Vote no on City Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3, and let our city council do the job you elected them to do. Early voting continues through October 31st, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 4th. Learn more about these ridiculous proposals at protectbryan.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization pack.
When you're deciding who to vote for as Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, you want someone who's experienced. That is Luis Garcia. He's a small business owner who values faith, family, and freedom. He's also got 8 years of experience as a constable and is dedicated to being tough but fair on crime. Your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 is Luis Garcia. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia campaign. Johnny Yepes, treasurer.
A rare agreement between two tech giants. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
Apple and Google are part of a video deal with Walt Disney. Starting today, if you buy a Disney movie from the Apple or Google online store, you'll be able to watch it on your smartphone, tablet, or TV, regardless of whether you have an Apple or an Android device. You'll just have to register with the Disney Movies Anywhere app. The Justice Department is suing Southwest Airlines to collect $12 million in civil penalties announced by the Federal Aviation Administration in July. The FAA charged that 44 planes that were improperly repaired by a contractor remained in service even though the planes did not meet safety standards. Southwest disputes the allegations. Sears and Kmart stores will extend their Thanksgiving hours this year. Sears stores will open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Kmart workers will have to plan Thanksgiving Eve dinners because Kmart stores will open at 6 o'clock Thanksgiving morning. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
I'm WTAW News Director Bill Oliver, inviting you to join the most complete and immediate election night coverage in the Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank, we'll start with our comprehensive coverage live from the Brazos Center and stay with it until the final results are tallied. Election night coverage, Tuesday night, November 4th, starts at 7, sponsored by Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. Prosperity Bank, member FDIC. Election night coverage on News Talk 1620, WTAW, and online at WTAW.com.
Top of the morning to you, 6:22. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia with the Infomaniacs. And your forecast this morning brought to you by Anchor Foundation. It is fix your foundations the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations. They do deep drilled bell bottom piers and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. We're looking at a 50% chance of showers, high today 79. Tonight we've got a 90% chance of more rain and thunderstorms kicking in as the front moves this direction with an overnight low of 57. Tomorrow, 80% chance of more rain. That kind of peters off through the course of the day, and we'll top out finally tomorrow at 62. It is 66 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Halloween's over, and now it's time to start talking turkey. Or is it? No, of course it's not.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Not really that either. I had to go to a shopping establishment yesterday, and on the way inside, as a joke, I said, "You think they're busting out the Christmas music since it's November?" And they did.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas
was playing. But according to a new survey, most Americans hate that. I am firmly ensconced in that belief. Absolutely no Christmas music until Thanksgiving. None, zero, zip, nada. Not till I see the jolly old elf himself in the Macy's Day Parade do I even want to hear a note. Not so much as even a peep. 78% of Americans say stores should wait until Thanksgiving to play the Christmas music. 75% say stores shouldn't put up their decorations until then either. Unfortunately, this is just a rant. I have no solution. It's not like we can not go Christmas shopping at the store. Or can we? The study also found more people plan to shop online for Christmas this year than in actual stores. But it's still close. There's definitely an overlap.
75% of people will do some shopping online. 69% will do some in stores. So for now, anyway, I guess we'll just have to endure. Just not that one. By the way, since we're railing here, that is the most hated Christmas song of all time. We'll cover that some other time. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I have an heirloom ring that was actually handed down to me from my grandfather from FOE, Fraternal Order of Eagles. That's all I knew about. So I took it into David. He did a quick appraisal on it, just out of curiosity more than anything else. It's not like I'm going to sell it. But within minutes, he was giving me ballparks on different FOE rings that he could find online in a snap. And when he was done, it was cleaner than it had ever been since I'd owned it. But they're a whole lot more than just jewelry, hence the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that's plural, davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Or stop by the Hurricane Harry Shopping Center and tell them I said hi. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Simon Cowell climbs a tree every day. Now, why would he do that? And why should you consider doing something similar? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Listen to this. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, but it's so easy to put it off. That's why I started a new website called the Success Mint. There you'll find great free information to help you be more successful. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com, a service of Strand Media.
Simon Cowell climbs a tree every day. Serena Williams bounces the tennis ball exactly 5 times before she serves. These are rituals.
And what's unique about ritual is that rituals make things real. You get married, and a wedding ceremony, that ritual, makes that abstract concept real.
Chris Atwood, author of the book Your Hidden Riches, says virtually every successful person uses rituals.
Athletes use rituals to be able to stay focused and stay calm even under pressure. Musicians use rituals to spark their creativity. Business people use rituals to create strong corporate cultures.
So why does Simon Cowell climb a tree every day?
He's described this. You know, we say that rituals are the unspoken secret of all successful people, and most of them don't talk that much about them. But he has, and he's called it a daily ritual. He wouldn't do it if it doesn't work for him, and my guess is the reason it works is because it gives him that balance in his life.
And everyday rituals can be quite practical.
Here's a simple one. You know, a lot of people have concerns about money, and part of that may be reducing your expenses. So a simple ritual is to get a red wallet, and you set the intention that you're going to decrease your expenses. You get the red wallet, you put your money in, your credit cards in it. Now, every time you go to spend money, you're going to pull out that wallet. And what is that red wallet going to remind you of?
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturers' warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. More than 400 heard the latest, as well as the development of the Texas A&M Health Science Center's Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing.
Dr. Gerald Parker, who's responsible for the day-to-day operations, was the featured speaker at the BCS Chamber of Commerce annual banquet.
But maybe the most critical part of this, and the least talked about, is our workforce development program. We can have all the facilities in the world, we can have all the bricks and mortars in the world, but if we don't have smart people that have the experience, that are trained, it's not going anywhere.
The audience also received a review of the chamber's last 12 months from departing Chairman Glenn Burr of American Momentum Bank.
That a vigorous and prosperous retail, industrial, manufacturing, construction, anything and everything under the umbrella of commerce, that this is the engine that fuels a flourishing community.
Looking to the chamber's year ahead, incoming Chairman Rich White to the Villa Maria HEB.
I look forward to getting to know many of you better throughout this coming year, but even more so, I look forward to working together with you as we work together to keep Bryan College Station the best place that we know to work, to live, and to raise our families.
Chamber's Ambassador of the Year, J. Paul Teal, Volunteer of the Year, Scott Simpson, Citizens of the Year, Brendan Randy Sims. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A familiar face at St. Joseph Health System for more than 30 years has died. Sister Gretchen Kuhn spent 24 years as chief executive, followed by 7 years with the hospital's foundation before retiring 2 years ago.
Really saw this work as mission work, and that's what she instilled in everybody else. You can be around Sister without realizing this wouldn't work. It was a mission, and you were being allowed to share this mission of the Sisters, and that was a great blessing to everybody that worked here.
Tim Ottinger, now St. Joseph's Governmental Affairs and Community Benefit Officer, was hired by Sister Gretchen 17 years ago.
She had a way about her. When she talked to a few people and made her mind up, I think most people would say it would be hard to talk Sister Gretchen out of something that she'd made her mind up that we could do. On the flip side of that, she was a sister. She was kind and compassionate. In her heyday, she probably knew half or more of all of the patients that were in the hospital at any given day and time because she just knew so many people. She knew all the staff and checked on them.
Plans are being made for a local memorial service. What started a fire Monday at Pebble Creek Elementary School remains under investigation by College Station firefighters. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says what was described as a small fire led to an evacuation while employees put it out.
Each of our campuses have a group of staff members who are trained in the use of fire extinguishers, and so they went in and extinguished the fire. However, enough smoke was created that the fire suppression system inside the kindergarten wing was activated, and so it's pretty wet down there right now.
Glenwinkle says kindergarten classes were moved to the art and music rooms for the day. No one was hurt.
College Station police spent lots of time on the freeway Monday due to crashes that included two Monday night that shut down the northbound lanes from Rock Prairie to north of Emerald Parkway. Yesterday afternoon, CSPD also had separate wrecks between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road that affected traffic in both directions. And today, in Bryan, traffic will be backed up again at William Joel, Bryan, and the freeway as repaving and other work will close various lanes. Next month marks the 70th anniversary of World War II's Battle of the Bulge. Bastogne, Belgium will mark the event in part with a new museum featuring in part the stories of General Earl Rudder and four other Texas A&M soldiers. One component of the Aggies Go to War exhibit is a 40-minute video presentation. You can see a special viewing of the video tonight at 8 in the Rudder Theater. There's no admission charge, and later this morning on the Infomaniacs, following the 8:30 news, you'll hear more about the video and exhibit that will spend 2 years in Belgium before returning to Aggieland. And a reminder, WTAW's election night coverage starts at 6 with a national update from Fox News Radio. Local results and reaction begins at 7 and continues until the races are determined. Voting locations are online at BrazosVotes.org, along with the photo ID requirements. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, my name is Mike Sutherland, and I'm running for Bryan City Council. Over my previous two terms, I developed a reputation for asking the tough questions. By asking those questions, I saved BISD over $500,000 and the city millions. I will continue to ask the tough questions because when you elect me, you're electing an independent thinker who will champion your issues and will help Bryan save even more without compromising the integrity of the office. Please vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880. To set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 638, 22 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And your forecast brought to you by Normandy Tractor.
Shower, thunderstorm may pop up as the day goes on. We'll be contending with cloudiness throughout the day, high 75 to 80. There's a better chance for showers and thunderstorms across the region tonight. Lows are going to fall back close to 60. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, only 60 to 65. Then tomorrow night, it starts to clear, lows near 50. We'll have a sunny day on Thursday, and the highs on Thursday will be up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking some Aggie women's golf. The ladies were out on the links yesterday, and they finished up a tournament out in Burney, Texas, and I'll tell you just how well they did, as well as a volleyball player for Texas A&M has been named a Playmaker of the Month for an award program, and it's a really cool deal, too, because it focuses not only on academic achievement, but community service, and by the way, she can play a little volleyball as well, and NBA scores, all that more coming up in sports.
Monday Night Football last night, too, went a blowout.
Yeah, hey, after the Cowboys lost, it was might be giving way too much if people are to, I mean, you can always Google, I'm just saying, and we also post it on our website, yeah, WTAW.com.
Of course we do. All right, gang, it is 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. So what do you think everybody's talking about today?
Voting.
Yeah.
For sure.
Of course they are. Let me see. Millions of dollars for the 2014 midterm elections. House of Representatives, all 435 seats up on the block. Additional elections will be held to select delegates for the District of Columbia. Four or five U.S. territories, all of them do not have voting rights. The only seats in the House of Representatives not up for the election is the Resident Commissioner of Puerto Rico, who gets a four-year term. Hmm. I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Republicans currently control 233 House seats, with Democrats holding 199. Two seats are vacant. And just about every prediction so far has the Republicans holding the House and possibly gaining maybe 8 to 9 more seats there. 36 seats in the Senate are up for the election. The seats are currently Class 2, which means the seats were last contested back in 2008. 20 of the 33 seats up for grabs are currently held by Democrats, with 13 others held by Republicans. Democrats have 55 seats, including two independents, with Republicans holding 45. And the projection here is the Republicans are going to gain seats. And according to the latest polling on all this, the Washington Post says that the GOP will take the Senate at 97%. CNN has it at 95%. New York Times, a little more conservative with GOP control, they're saying only 70%.
Wow.
I didn't know about the Puerto Rico thing. That's one of the reasons they did this little thing, because I was like, really?
Still blows your mind, huh?
It just kind of surprised me. What else? Governors. There are several governors up. Territories, 36 states. Republicans currently have 29 to 21 nationwide advantage in that. Most experts think the Democrats could pick up 2 or 3 governorships.
Hmm.
Because there's Rick Snyder in Michigan and Rick Scott in Florida. Scott Walker's seat is really back and forth in Wisconsin, too.
Right.
Department of Justice plans to send federal monitors to 18 states to watch for discrimination against voters. In a video message, the DOJ Attorney General Eric Holder said, quote, "One of the Justice Department's most sacred responsibilities is ensuring the success and access to the ballot box for every eligible American."
Well, he's right.
That's rich coming from him, though. I mean,
we'll see how it works in practice.
Yeah, I would agree. And I wanted to bring this up on a personal level, because how many times have you heard, if you don't vote, you can't complain?
Exactly.
You can.
Oh, you will. I know.
No, you have every right to complain if you wish.
Okay.
But consider this. If your money is involuntarily taken from you, you're already paying for the right to vote anyway.
Okay.
If you put it into that context, you may as well go ahead and vote, but you certainly don't have to. And it's freedom of speech. You can complain all you want. I just, if you put it into the context of you're paying for it anyway, because taxes are taken out.
Yep.
You might as well vote to figure out where they're going to put your taxes.
What I'm saying.
And as contentious as some of the local races are here, and with some of the stuff, ballot initiatives, holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's why I went really generic on this section, because if you'll notice for days now, and we thank them for the political advertising. Don't get me wrong. But that has been a staple for pretty much anything locally that you see here or read. So I just kind of wanted to break it down into the most generic terms, because like a lot of that stuff, I didn't know. This was a Class 2 election in the Senate.
I didn't even know
it had a name.
Yeah, I've never heard that term before. So.
I'm kind of wonky, but I've never heard the formal name for it before. Ballot initiatives. Alaska, Oregon, and D.C. are talking about legalizing marijuana.
That's right.
Minimum wage is on the ballot in Alaska, Arkansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota. They want to take it between $6.25 and $7.25 and bump it to $9.
Oh, my gosh.
In Nebraska. Personhood rules in Colorado and North Dakota. And that one's revolving around abortion. And gun control, two measures in which are diametrically opposed. Washington state ballot, one would strengthen background checks, whereas Alabama and Mississippi are trying to make a constitutional amendment which would make it clear that residents, quote, have the right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife subject to regulation.
Whether or not you hit it with your car.
Is that harvesting? Is that what they're calling that now?
At times. If you go like through Normandy, you know, that's the dearest place in Texas.
If you drive an H2, is that like a two-row harvester?
Take out the candy Hummer. I'm bringing back dinner. Yeah. Hold on.
So the Hummer one then, is that three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe so.
Holy cow. All right, it is 6:44 now, almost a quarter away from 7 o'clock. And Neil Sperry's Plant Talk is brought to you by Producers Cooperative.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
They're small, narrow rooms in the outdoors. They're roofs over pathways. They're arbors, and they're functional parts of many fine Texas landscapes. Garden arbors are the enclosures many of us seek as we define special places in our home grounds. In many respects, they're overhead trellises. Garden arbors give depth to a landscape. I'll be back with details right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. Arbors generally cover an entry garden, a walk, or a path, but they can be just as easily used as overhead structures to patios. You can buy them prefabricated and ready to assemble, or you can start from scratch. The ready-made arbors are generally offered from retail nurseries and home centers. You'll see them in many gardening catalogs and internet sites. You'll see them in many of the wrought iron sales yards around metropolitan areas. One word of warning, if you're buying a pre-made arbor, check the size and the quality and scale first. Make sure it's large enough for the surroundings in which you intend to use it and that it will hold up to the elements there. Too many mail order types are lightweight metal. They're narrow, even restrictive. It's absolutely amazing how large an arbor can look in a carefully constructed magazine ad or a mail order catalog, and how small it can look under a clear Texas summer sky in the middle of your backyard. Wood is the most common material from which home-constructed arbors are made. And once again, scale is important. If your arbor will be more than 6 or 8 feet in length, it probably should have heavier posts. You can get by with 4x4s for shorter arbors, but long structures will need 4x6 posts and 2x8 beams, the wooden crossing bars. Anchor the posts securely in concrete. Set about placing the rails that will complete the arbor and provide most of the shade overhead. For scale, they probably should be 2x6s placed on edge on tops of the beams. You may want to cut a decorative angle or curve to the end of each rail. Use long galvanized finish nails to hold them securely in place. Buy only top-grade treated southern yellow pine or redwood lumber. Either will age to a natural gray, or you can paint them bright white or any other color that fits into the surroundings. If you intend to let permanent woody plants cover the arbor, you may not want to paint it. The initial painting won't cause any particular struggles, but repainting it will be quite difficult unless you remove the vine entirely first. You might prefer a metal arbor, in which case you probably would want to visit a local welding shop. Take the dimensions in with you and ask what options they could offer. If you'd like a more rustic arbor, use 10 or 12 foot tall cedar posts from the hill country. Put 2x8 rafters overhead. So there are a lot of options in arbors, and they're all a lot of fun as well. I'm Neil Sperry. Lines of sight in the landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Well, it's back in the fire for Texas A&M football as the Aggies head to Auburn this Saturday to take on the third-ranked Tigers. Sophomore quarterback Kenny Hill will miss the matchup, serving the second game of a two-game suspension, leaving the team with only two quarterbacks on the roster. Offensive coordinator Jake Spavital says he's open letting some of the other playmakers get some snaps.
You know, I'm down to one quarterback right now, one scholarship quarterback, well, unless you want to count Connor, but... yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how creative we get with this extending the run game and how we're going to utilize Speedy and possibly another skill position player to go from there. But, you know, it's definitely in the mix, and you'll see it next week versus Auburn.
The Speedy he was mentioning was, of course, freshman wide receiver Speedy Noyle, who was a running quarterback in high school. Kickoff against Auburn is Saturday at 2:30 with pregame with Dave and Dave at 1:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, in sticking with Aggie football, the team wraps up the regular season on November 15th at home against Mizzou. Kickoff time for that game has been scheduled for 6:30 p.m., so line will be a little chilly up there in third deck. The Texas A&M women's golf team won the Jim West Challenge in Burney, Texas, after playing the tournament's final two rounds yesterday. Texas A&M freshman Maddie Zarek finished the tournament in second place, shooting an even par 216 over three rounds. Mariajosa Navarro and Bianca Fabrizio both tied for fifth place. Angela Lowek, a junior outside hitter for the Texas A&M volleyball team, has been named the NCAAS Playmaker of the Month for November. The award program recognizes the academic achievement and community service of student-athletes. Lowek is an honor student at Mays Business School and volunteers at numerous community service events. And I actually got to interview Angela one time for Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, and she is a really, really smart student, and she carries like a 3.84 GPA. The Houston Rockets returned to the court last night, visiting the Philadelphia 76ers in the city of brotherly love.
Ahead to Harden, around a Demo pick, comes right, goes baseline, skip pass in the corner, wide open again. Ariza for three, and he's knocked down four of them here in the opening quarter. 14 in the first for Ariza.
Trevor Ariza would hit six from downtown and finish with 24 points to push the Rockets past the 76ers 104-93. James Harden had 35 points and 9 rebounds for Houston, which is starting out the season at 4-0. The Rockets will look to keep that perfect record intact when they visit Miami tonight at 6:30. In Big D, the 2-1 Dallas Mavericks were hosting the 1-1 Boston Celtics.
Rondo stepped in the passing lane. Harris splits to a double team to Ellis and now to Parsons in the left corner for three, and he hits as the Celtics got all messed up defensively, and Parsons with plenty of time to tee it up and knock it down.
New addition Chandler Parsons scored 29 points, and the Mavs held off a late Boston surge to nip the Celtics 118-130 13. However, the win did come at a price. Dallas forward Al-Farouq Aminu left the game in the second quarter with a knee injury. He had 5 points in 10 minutes when he left. Last night's NFL game pitted the AFC South leading Indianapolis Colts against the New York Giants.
Takes the snap, sets up, looks. He's going to throw one deep, intended for T.Y. Hilton's got the ball. Touchdown, T.Y. He took it away from Rogers Cromartie. And the Colts have added 6 more points. T.Y. Hilton flat stole the ball.
Andrew Luck and the Colts offense ran roughshod over the Giants' D, propelling Indy to a 40-23 victory. Luck threw for through for over 300 yards for a team record 7th straight game. Now, by the way, that is a franchise ahead Peyton Manning, completing 25 of 46 throws for 354 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Colts improved to 6-3 on the season, while the Giants fall to 3-5. We'll move over Gilligan. There's a new skipper in town. Okay, Gilligan wasn't the skipper. He was the first mate, but you get my drift. The Minnesota Twins have hired Hall of Famer Paul Molitor to be their new manager. The 58-year-old former infielder and DH got a 3-year deal to replace longtime manager Ron Gardenhire, who was fired 5 weeks ago after 13 years as the Twins skipper. Molitor served as one of Gardenhire's coaches last season. And the Chicago Cubs have introduced Joe Maddon as their 5th manager since the start of 2010, giving him a 5-year, $25 million contract to replace Rick Renteria.
Why would you not want to accept this challenge in this city, in that ballpark, under these circumstances, with this talent? It's an extraordinary moment, in not just in Cub history, but in baseball in today's game. This confluence of all these items coming together at the same time is pretty impressive.
Audio is courtesy of ChicagoCubs.com. The 60-year-old Maddon won 754 games in 9 seasons with Tampa Bay, leading the club to 4 playoff appearances, 2 American League East titles, and a league pennant in 2008. The Cubs had planned to bring back Renteria until Maddon opted out of his contract with the Rays last month. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Howdy, I am former Mayor Ben White, and I support Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5, along with my 5 former mayor colleagues. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and will manage our city's growth and infrastructure in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. I encourage you to join me in voting for Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5. We need her leadership and insight. Learn more at lindaharvilleforcouncil.com.
Paid for by the Linda Harville campaign, Ben White treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 3 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We'll check your forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. To learn more, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A relatively cloudy and warm election day across the region, with temperatures today between 75 and 80. As the day goes on, we could see a shower or thunderstorm pop up. Chance of some showers and storms tonight. There could be some heavy downpours late, lows near 60. Showers, thunderstorms, they're possible tomorrow, turning noticeably cooler, 60 to 65. Showers end tomorrow night. It starts to clear, lows near 50. Mostly sunny, comfortable Thursday, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
65, we've been looking at 80%, 87% humidity, winds out of the southeast at 8 miles per hour, and news from NPR.
WTAW.
News from NPR. The laughing brother of Click and Clack, the Tappet brothers, better known in the world as Car Talk on NPR, has passed away. Tom Magliozzoli, I believe that's how you say his name, passed away Monday from complications from Alzheimer's disease. At some point in your lifetime, you're bound to have stumbled across this show. It started back in 1987 and ran through 2012, and it was one of the most highly rated shows on NPR. And then he passed away over the weekend. If you are taking an RSV, which has been kind of a big deal for a while, those are the supplements that help you attain better results from exercise. And they say that, you know, it helps your endurance and distance runners and people that like to run half marathons and the color runs and stuff like that like to take this stuff. It is resveratrol. It's the main compound found in red wine, and everybody says it's really good for you. Researchers, though, at Queen's University in Canada found that not so much. They ran a blind study with two different groups, one on placebo, one on this, with interval exercising over the course of 4 weeks, and no appreciable gains were gained by either.
Well, maybe people were just overcompensating, trying to drink too much.
I think it's actually pronounced reverse it all, and that's sort of a funny name if it doesn't work. Reverse it all.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they weren't drinking the wine. They were capsules.
Oh.
Well, maybe they need to run backwards if it's reverse it all.
But in that same vein, if you're going to have a couple, according to a new survey, they were asking people how often they polish off a full bottle of wine.
Uh-huh.
Women far more often than men.
Yeah.
16% of women, like 12% of men said, yeah, when we sit down, I do the whole thing by myself.
Yeah, but did they ask the equivalent, the sixer? You know, how many women are killing off
six
packs?
That's very true. Very, very true. Another 5% of women and 4% of men, sometimes they take down more than one, which means about 1 in 5 people sometimes drink at least a full bottle of wine alone.
Good. Jeez.
While they found the survey, I also found about 1 in 3 people never drink any alcohol at home ever. All right, gang, it's almost the top of the hour, which makes it news time here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.